What's next for Canada's carbon tax and why industry leaders are concerned Canada's industrial carbon tax has become a focal point of debate as executives from the country's key energy sectors warn of potential economic repercussions. With consumers now largely off the hook, the looming question for Canadian business leaders is whether the country's carbon pricing regime will become a serious liability in the global marketplace. The politics of carbon tax, a divisive shift, the federal government's abrupt reversal on the consumer carbon tax, which was zeroed out by Prime Minister Mark Carney's administration, has triggered fresh concerns among industrial sectors. Previously, the consumer tax on fossil fuel consumption, including gasoline, diesel, and natural gas, was a visible burden for Canadian households, but its cancellation has redirected focus towards the industrial carbon tax. This levy, once considered a secondary concern in the broader conversation around carbon pricing, now stands as the primary financial hurdle for large emitters. The upcoming federal election has intensified the debate, with Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre pledging to dismantle the carbon tax system altogether by eliminating the federal backstop. His stance echoes a broader industry call to either pause or repeal the industrial carbon tax, particularly among high-emission sectors like oil and gas, mining, and manufacturing. Meanwhile, Liberal leader Mark Carney has proposed a more intricate solution in the form of a Carbon Border Adjustment Mechanism, CBAM. This would impose tariffs on imports from jurisdictions lacking carbon pricing, aiming to shield Canadian industries from unfair competition while promoting global decarbonization. Consumer versus industrial carbon taxes. The key distinction at the heart of the debate lies a simple distinction. The consumer carbon tax, which Carney scrapped on March 14, directly impacted Canadian households and smaller businesses. By removing the 17.6 cent per liter charge on gasoline, consumers quickly noticed the price drop, particularly at the pumps, a relief for some in the face of already rising living costs. In contrast, the industrial carbon tax, which affects large emitters like energy producers, manufacturers, and heavy industries, has remained largely untouched. This tax, set to rise to $170 per ton by 2030, is levied on emissions that exceed facility-specific reduction targets. As it stands, the system allows for some flexibility, with high performers earning credits that they can sell or use for future offsets. But critics argue that this flexibility is no longer enough to preserve Canada's competitiveness on the global stage. Historically, Canada's carbon tax regime has been a patchwork system, with provinces such as Alberta, British Columbia, Ontario, and Quebec implementing their own rules so long as they align with federal standards. Despite this, the impact on industries has been profound, especially in sectors exposed to international competition, where emissions reduction costs can be challenging to pass on to consumers. Why industry leaders are wary, the concern from Canada's energy executives is apparent. The current trajectory of the industrial carbon tax could render the country's energy products non-competitive compared to regions without similar pricing mechanisms. In an open letter addressed to federal political leaders, executives from major pipeline and energy companies stated that the tax was not globally cost competitive and called for its repeal. The implications of such a move are far-reaching, particularly in an industry where significant investments are required to meet regulatory and decarbonization goals. Oil and gas producers, in particular, face a unique challenge. While global oil prices set the tone for Canadian exports, the carbon costs imposed by domestic regulations are essentially a silent tax that businesses cannot pass along to customers. This has led to concerns about Canada's declining attractiveness as a destination for business investment, especially as regulatory costs increase. Adam Waterous, executive chair of Strathcona Resources Limited, underscored the industry's dilemma: if they can get the money, they'll always want to build stuff. The problem has been that for the last 10 years or so, there's been no money available from investors. Adding to this, the Liberal government's ongoing push to make big emitters pay suggests that further tax